To the Greeks, the objects of experience and the objects of science, what they called science, were finished, you might say, aesthetic objects. They were things, but they were things that had a complete and aesthetically whole character, like their works of art. Their culture was intrinsically aesthetic. And their notion of knowing, not unrelated to the origins of this kind of originally priestly knowing, astronomy and geometry, was of a grasp of an unchanging, absolutely true and immaterial essence of things, which they felt gave, in one way or another, gave reality to the world of flux and change with the material world around us. This grasp of the essence of something gave the gave us the root for the word epistemology, which still in philosophy has to do with how we know. Even though what we mean by knowing in the sciences has become something very different indeed. Now, it's also interesting, while we're on the Greeks, to take note of the fact that the Greek word from which we get our word technology, and technology with us has a very mechanical, mechanico-scientific sort of a feeling, was art, techne, to the Greeks, meant art. But art, just to complicate things further, was a lower kind of activity. Today, the tables are turned. It's in some circles prestigious to be interested in art or the arts. To them, it was something menial, carrying more the flavor of the artisan, since these people dealt with changing things and according to patterns which were prescribed by the culture or from above, they were mere workmen and often slaves. And they also were dealing with the world of changing things about which only opinion, not knowledge or certainty, was possible. Hence, the artist was not on a par with the philosopher who was engaged in the perfecting of rational discourse, which was the pattern of true understanding and inquiry. A discourse which never was soiled by action. Out of this art, this kind of behavior which the Greeks called art, has grown what we call science, although not without an admixture of the rational and the immaterial from Egypt and philosophy.